Of talented female composers and performers, starting at lunchtime at 1 with the pianist Isata Kanemason. Radio 3 and BBC Sounds celebrate women in classical music throughout International Women's Day this Monday from midnight.
Here on Radio 3 in an hour, the Grammy-winning composer and bandleader Maria Schneider is sharing some of the music that inspires her. That's on the way in J to Z. But now at 4 o'clock, it's time for Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Miksi luotani lähdit sä silloin kun nyt mistään sua löydä? Entä kaipaan sydämeni täyttää, tyhjä paikka on vierellä mun. Suotta meidän murhetta on kantaa suru, riemuksi muuttua voi saavuthan siis luoksen jälleen, kun kevät meille tullut on. Kohtasin uudelleen meidän onnemme yhteen, ruusukimpuksi solmitaan. Polku yhtenäin meidät taas johti siitä, tää laulu syntynyt on kukat kukkivat. Varrella tiemme aurinko sille loisteensa luo. Paljen lisää vauhtia mua myötä.
Hello and welcome to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell. A breezy little number there from Finnish quartet Kaadi Mimit, perfect for this month's countdown to spring. And their album's called Midnight Sun, and the song was all about pedalling downhill with a good tailwind behind you in the spring when the sun's out. And the lyrics say, this song was born with flowers blooming along the stem, which is about as far as you can get from the genesis of the next three short songs. They're all from a new album called Witch Camp, which was recorded in... There's these hidden villages in Ghana where alleged witches are housed for their own protection after being driven out of their own communities. It's an astonishing album. It's sometimes uncomfortable. And most of the women had never played music or written songs before, but it feels like they're really grasping this opportunity to tell their stories. And even when you don't understand the language, the power, intimacy, vulnerability and pain is inescapable. So over the next 3 minutes, you'll hear three songs or testimonies, and the titles say it all, really. Abandoned, forced into a life of prostitution. If the river runs dry, the canoe cannot rise. and everywhere I turn, there is pain. Three songs there from the album Witch Camp Ghana, I've Forgotten Now Who I Used to Be, which is being released next week to coincide with International Women's Day. And in these Me Too times, I found it really staggering to hear those first-hand testimonies of women who faced death because they've been accused of witchcraft. And the album was recorded by award-winning producer Ian Brennan, who is a man who seems driven to seek out the most challenging human experiences and somehow encourage and enable people to distill their stories into music. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell, bringing you music from around the world to challenge, charm and confound. And here on Music Planet today, we've got a road trip to Argentina, female voices from France, Reunion Island, America and Benin, including this week's classic artist Angélique Kidjo. But first, let's hear the second instalment of the collaboration between Parisian quintet Bai Shi Bang and Korean collective Ip Kwasong. And this new single, Guna Hei, is an old love song from the small fishing island of Jindo in the extreme southwest of Korea. Oh,
잠이 들면 꿈꾸 이고 꿈을 꾸며 님이 와서 나의 손을 안고 내 사랑아 잘 있느냐 그 말이 피가 징징하여 나는 못 살어 누나의
Parisian Korean collaboration of Bai Shibang with Ip Kwasong, who've been frantically swapping sound files and meeting up online to produce that, their second single, Gunahae, which is out now on Muju Records. We'll have two tracks now from women whose music embodies that diversity, that mixing of cultures and genres that's part of what defines the music of Réunion Island out in the Indian Ocean east of Madagascar. And both these women sing and are heavily influenced by Maloya, which is an African-influenced music of the Creole descendants of the slaves who worked the island's sugar plantations. It's one of the two main music genres from the island, Maloya, along with Sega. And Maloya is often said to be Réunion's own version of the blues. So let's start off with the powerful voice of Christine Salem. And throughout the album, I definitely was hearing echoes of Nina Simone. Another thing that was quite an unexpected thread throughout the album was the fiddle playing of arranger and conductor Frederick Norell. This is Yala.
La sola me malignée
Christine Salem there with Yala from her new album Merci. So let's hear the second of today's Reunion Island artists now, Anne O'Arrow, with a song questioning the way that a female alcoholic seems to be always judged according to a notion of the mother she should have been, on top of all her other troubles. This is Wasobate.
Wasobate, mama. Wasobate, papa. Wasafui, mama. Sahui, papa. Subate, mama.
Doris on trombone, Bino Waro on percussion, Anne O'Arro on vocals. Great combination of sounds and strengths there. And Anne O'Arro is very aware of those themes of strength, perceived weakness, violence and intimacy. And I'm really fascinated by the fact that she studied martial arts and sees her songs as having some of that same discipline, that I suppose it's circular energy where you can use your opponent's strength and turn it against them in self-defence. Really interesting to think of that in a musical context. If you'd like more information about Reunion Island and to listen to more of its music, check out our Music Planet Road Trip from Reunion, which features some different Maloya and Sega tracks, and like all our road trips, is available on the BBC Sounds app. This week, though, our road trip is going to take us to Argentina with regular tour guide Beto Arcos.
In mid-October of 2019, I travelled to Argentina for the first time. Invited by my friend, musician and promoter Marcos Ramirez, I went there to explore the traditional music called chamamé. But as I traveled through the Litoral region, I kept thinking about all the Argentine folk music I listened to in the 1980s when I started my radio career. So on this road trip, I'm going to explore the rich and diverse folk music of Argentina through the voices of women singers. Let's begin with the most revered and influential voice of Argentina. Mercedes Sosa was 30 years old when she performed for the first time in Argentina's major folk music festival, held in Cosquín, a small town in the province of Córdoba. Here's Sosa in her debut, accompanying herself on the bombo, the iconic indigenous drum. She sings Canción del Derrumbe Indio, or Song of the Indigenous Collapse. I asked my colleague and friend, music journalist Gabriel Plaza, to tell me about the significance of Mercedes Sosa's performance at the Cosquín Festival in 1965. This is what he said. This performance marked a historic moment in Argentina's popular music, and over time, it would also mark a milestone in Latin America's popular culture. Starting with her repertoire, her social and political commitment, and her position in life and music, Mercedes Sosa paved the way for dozens of women singers across the country, and her influence would impact their lives and the music of present-day Argentina. One of these singers is Teresa Parodi. She's from the province of Corrientes and is one of Argentina's best storytellers of the lives of working people. Parodi's song Apurate José tells a story she heard when she was visiting family in Corrientes. It's about a woman who tells her husband to hurry up and pack whatever he can before the river floods their home. It's sung in vernacular Spanish with a sprinkle of Guarani, the indigenous language of the Litoral region.
Así hablaba la Jacinta en mi pueblo. Yo la oí cuando las aguas llegaron y se tuvieron que ir. Mezclando buen castellano con algo de guaraní. Esto fue lo que ella dijo, chamigos. Yo no voy a repetir.
Apúrate, José, que ya está viniendo la creciente otra vez y no sé por qué. Esta vuelta a las aguas me dan más miedo. Todo el bicherío la está anunciando como nunca fue. Ayer José, ya junté los críos y el atadito en el terraplén. Doña Pancha vino al amanecer.
That was Teresa Parodi singing one of her classic songs called Apurate José. When I was in Argentina in October of 2019, I got a rare chance to interview her at her home in downtown Buenos Aires. Parodi says the folk singers that lived through the difficult periods of Argentina are still relevant. She says the songs they wrote a long time ago have become relevant again. And when she sings them and notices the audience reaction, it feels as if she wrote them today. Another singer of the same generation as Parodi is Liliana Herrero. Herrero is from the province of Entre Ríos, but her career took off in the city of Rosario in the mid-1980s. She was a disciple, but she's also a teacher who continues to promote the legacy of Mercedes Sosa. Here's the song called Confesión del Viento, or Confession of the Wind. It's a song with the spirit of the gaucho culture, the guitar at the center, evoking the environment and solitude found in the pampas of Argentina.
El viento me confió cosas que siempre llevo conmigo. Me dijo que recordaba un barrilete y tres niños. Que el sauce estaba muy débil, que en realidad él no quiso. Que fue uno de esos días que todo es un estropicio. Me dijo que los pichones a veces de apresurados caen al suelo indefensos y él no consigue evitarlo. Me habló de arenas de agosto, de cartas de enamorado, del humo en las chimeneas, del fuego abrazando el árbol.
culpa y seguía confesando en su lomo de distancia. No cabalgaba ni un pájaro. Era un fantasma ese viento, un alma en pena penando, y en ese telar de angustias tejió sus babas el diablo.
That was Liliana Herrero with the song Confesión del Viento, or Confession of the Wind. Luna Monti from the province of Buenos Aires and Juan Quintero from the province of Tucumán are a duo that emerged in the late 1990s during a renaissance of folk music in Argentina. This is a rare and significant duo, but sadly, they're no longer together. They had a major influence, though, in the creation of other duos that tried to emulate their arrangements and spirits. Their singular approach connected to classic as well as emerging composers. Here's Luna Monti and Juan Quintero with a song called Chaleco Traidora.
Un chaleco en medio sed, del color del sufrimiento, con adorno del olvido y la tela de escarmiento. Un chaleco en medio sed, del color del sufrimiento, con adorno del olvido y la tela de escarmiento. Has visto morir el sol por los rayos de la tarde. Así me he de morir yo, sin dar mis quejas a nadie. Así me he de morir yo, sin dar mis quejas a nadie. Hasta la hora de mi muerte, hasta que mi alma sucumba. Si hay amores en la tumba, si la tumba te amaré. La 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 la.
That was Luna Monti and Juan Quintero with a song called Chaleco Traidora. María y Cosecha is a group led by María de Los Ángeles Ledesma from the province of Santa Fe. This group emerged in the late 1990s and is a sort of pioneer of its kind. Think of it as a chamber ensemble with a refined sense of folk music, piano, guitar, percussion, and upright bass. La Ollera, which means the clay pot vendor, was written by Jaime Dávalos and her daughter Julia Elena Dávalos, two of the great poets from the province of Salta. This is a traditional huayno, a folk song you can hear in the markets in the Andean region of Argentina and other Andean countries.
Pollitas de barro vendo, con olor a temporal. Pollitas donde mis manos vuelan a la eternidad. Pan de mis días solares, alas de la libertad. Donde mi alma se entrega,
that was María y Cosecha with a song called La Ollera, or The Clay Pot Vendor. Over the past decade, women in Argentina have become a major force in all areas of society, and music is no exception. In November of 2019, Argentina's Congress approved a law of feminine quota in music. The law requires music festivals to include at least 30% of women musicians on their programming. Folk singer Teresa Parodi was Argentina's Minister of Culture from May 2014 to December 2015. When I interviewed her in Buenos Aires, she told me women musicians across generations have taken on a strong consciousness thanks to the women's movement sweeping Argentina. She says, there are anecdotes of great Argentine women musicians who started to reflect on the price they paid to develop their music career. Why? Because of the shocking gender inequality that exists in Argentina, discrimination for being a woman. Next is singer Nadia Larcher from the province of Catamarca in northwest Argentina. Larcher is one of the major folk singers of the past decade, and many consider her the heir apparent to Mercedes Sosa. Here's a song with her group Don Olimpio. It's a song that evokes the swampy hills of the border region between Argentina and Chile. It's called Repechos del Guadal.
Del puro Guadal yo vengo. Apenitas un sueño de barro y de sal, del paisaje que asoma a gata entre la brea. De allá vienen mis ojos pedregal y me cruzan los pueblos que ha parido el camino al noroeste de un grito sideral. La sequía, el hombre que se hierve de siesta y cardo.
That was singer Nadia Larcher and her group Don Olimpio with a song called Repechos del Guadal. Before I conclude this road trip, I want to thank my dear friend and colleague, music journalist Gabriel Plaza, for his help and recommendations. Without his knowledge, this road trip would not have been possible. Now, I'd like to close with a singer I got a chance to see in concert in the city of Formosa at the beginning of my road trip to Argentina. Singer Charo Bogarín goes by the name La Charo. She's from the province of Formosa in northeast Argentina. It is a great-granddaughter of the Qom people, an indigenous group from this region. She's been composing and recording music associated with her indigenous ancestry for many years as part of the project called Tonolec. La Charo's latest album called Legado or Legacy is a tribute to Mercedes Sosa. And the song Soy Pan, Soy Paz, Soy Más was composed by Piero, one of Argentina's major figures of protest songs, and was also part of Mercedes Sosa's repertoire. This song features the avant-garde electronic music group Tremor. Here's La Charo with the song Soy Pan, Soy Paz, Soy Más. It translates as I am bread, I am peace, I am more. Until the next road trip, I'm Beto Arcos.
Yo soy, yo soy, yo soy. Soy agua, playa, cielo, casa, planta. Soy mar, Atlántico, viento y América. Soy un montón de cosas santas, mezcladas con cosas humanas. ¿Cómo te explico? Cosas mundanas. Fui niño, cuna, teta, techo, manta. Más miedo, cuco, grito, llanto.
Soy pan, soy paz, soy más. That's La Charo ending this week's Music Planet road trip with Beto Arcos focusing on the female voices of Argentinian folk music. I'm Catherine Tickell, and recently I found myself reaching frequently for these next two CDs from Cocaña and San Salvador. And there is a connection there. They're both bands from the Occitan region of France, both interpreting their traditions in a really vibrant way, with fantastic vocal arrangements. So let's start with the Sextet San Salvador, named after their village of San Salvador in Corrèze in France. And this piece is based on a short song from the Occitan tradition.
Count them in a bella, count them in a bella, count them in a bella, count them in. Quiero el la, 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 la
Music from the Occitan region of France there. Two different bands. The first was San Salvador from their new album La Grande Folie, followed by another young group, Cocagne, who choose to sing in Occitan. And you just heard Janetta, which is one of the many gems on their album Pouput, which I cannot recommend highly enough. So let's shift continents now and head for that narrow strip of land in West Africa, which is now the Republic of Benin. And in a few minutes, you'll hear the country's biggest star, this week's classic artist, Angélique Kidjo. But first, here's the new generation, Benin girl group Star Feminine Band. Seven teenage and preteen girls full of energy, defiance and enthusiasm.
Oh, color no le permite hacerle aquí ya pichincha y toro mata toro torito a color no le permite hacerle aquí ya pichincha y toro mata toro toro
toro mata y toro mata toro mata rompa pero hay toro mata
toro torito y toro
toro mata y toro mata toro mata rompa pero hay toro mata
toro viejo se murió mañana comemos carne y toro mata toro torito toro viejo se murió mañana comemos carne y toro mata toro toro torito
toro mata y toro mata toro mata rompa pero hay toro mata
toro toro torito
toro mata y toro mata toro mata rompa pero hay toro mata
toro toro torito a color no le permite hacerle a chicha pichincha y toro mata toro torito a color no le permite hacerle a chicha pichincha y toro mata toro
with Toro Mata from her album Celia, her tribute to salsa diva Celia Cruz. And I think the point of that album, apart from Angelique just being a huge Celia Cruz fan, was to bring back or to point out that core of African music that's always been a part of salsa. And certainly in that track, Afrobeat drummer, the late Tony Allen, was absolutely nailing that tight Nigerian-style groove. Incidentally, you might have also noticed Shebaka Hutchings there on sax. But let's get back to Angelique Kidjo, who is our classic artist this week. She's a multi-Grammy Award winner, born in 1960 in what is now Benin, and she's known for her collaborations with people like Peter Gabriel, Alicia Keys, Carlos Santana, Branford Marsalis and various other musical stars. She's also known for her varied repertoire. She'll go from a Miriam Makeba song to Bob Marley to Sam Cooke. And she also did a rather unexpected reimagining of the Talking Heads' Remain in Light album a couple of years back. I think it was 2018. And she just has this tremendous range. She can go from full-on funk disco to tender traditional song. And in the context of International Women's Day coming up and having played you the youthful sounds of Benin's star feminine band a few minutes ago, it seems only right to flag up some of Angelique Kidjo's campaigning work as well. She's one of the founders of the Batonga Foundation, supporting, protecting and empowering vulnerable women and girls in Benin. And she's also been a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador since 2002. So Angelique Kidjo comes from a family of performers, and I'm about to play you something from her 10th album, Eve, which came out in 2014. And it's full of empowering messages, song after song. You get Lift Yourselves Up, Marry Who You Love, Fight Oppression. And the album is dedicated to the women of Africa and named after her mother, Yvonne, who actually features on this song, Vanna. And apparently Yvonne used to sing this song to Angelique when she was little. It's all about learning to value people over money.
Bana, 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 bongo. Bana, bana, bongo, yeah. Bana, 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 bongo. Bongo, yeah, bongo, yeah, bongo, yeah.
Angelique Kidjo and her mother with the traditional Congolese song Bana. And that's about it for this week here on Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tekel, and I hope that you've enjoyed today's music choices. It is International Women's Day on Monday, March the 8th. Don't know if you noticed that every track today featured women artists. Hopefully you didn't notice, actually. They're all tracks that I would have played anyway, which is as it should be. Next week, I'm hoping to have Rhiannon Giddens guiding us through some of the songs from her new album, They're Calling Me Home, which comes out in April. Rhiannon's an absolutely fantastic singer and banjo player from North Carolina. But to play us out for this week, here's another singer and banjo player, Nora Brown, and this is from her 2019 debut album, Cinnamon Tree, recorded when she was 13 years old. Thank you.
Creek Girls, recorded by Nora Brown, ending today's Music Planet. It was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Felix Carey. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 5 o'clock and time now for J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jamoke Fashola. Coming up on the programme, we'll be hearing some of the music that inspires the outstanding composer and orchestra leader Maria Schneider. But we'll kick off with new music from Danish-born Norwegian pianist Maria Kanagol. From her new album on Jazzland Records, this is Gurut.